Long lines may be waiting for voters in Maryland later this month, both at early voting sites and on primary day. WYPR's John Lee reports that the concern is that the state is changing how we vote, while at the same time doing relatively little to tell us about it.
Remember the touchscreen voting in past years? Well, forget about it. When you vote this time around, you'll be marking a paper ballot, filling in ovals next to the candidates of your choice. Consider it a trip down memory lane when you took those standardized tests with number two pencils. Linda Lamone, the state administrator for the Maryland Board of Elections, says the paper ballots will be fast, simple to use, and leave a paper trail.
Provides a permanent record of the voter's choice for us here and allows us to do audits of the election.
Also new this year, you can register, then vote at early voting sites as long as you have a Maryland driver's license or state ID. If you haven't heard much about all of this, it may be because the State Board of Public Works rejected a nearly $2 million request from Lamone's office for voter education. Montgomery County State Senator Cheryl Kagan, a Democrat, says she's worried that could lead to hours-long lines like those in Arizona's presidential primary last month.
There may be a number of voters who are unprepared for the ballot and the machines. There could be long delays.
When the Board of Public Works cut the voter education money, Lieutenant Governor Boyd Rutherford, who was chairing that meeting, said he thought the voters were smart enough to understand the changes. Armstead Jones, the election director for Baltimore City, says there will be more steps for the voter this time around. Once you mark your ballot, you take it over to a scanner. But if you made a mistake, say you filled in too many ovals, then it gets kicked out and you start all over again. Jones would not be surprised to see long lines, both on primary day, April 26th, and at early voting.
I wouldn't doubt it. Of course, this is the test. This is the first time we've had it, not only here in the city, but statewide.
Of course, long lines are tied to voter turnout. Baltimore City is having a very competitive mayor's race. And when you talk to candidates like businessman David Warnock, they will tell you they are feeling it. A lot of love from people who say they plan to turn out the vote.
My instinct is yes, that there are people that are taking a much greater interest in this election because they have a clear choice.
But Jones says he is not seeing a great groundswell of interest. He says changes in voter registration, and that includes things like address changes and switches in party affiliation, as well as new voters, has been averaging about 1,000 a month since October.
We've done voter outreach all over this city. And I send people out, they stay 5 hours, they may come back with three.
Jones is predicting a 35% voter turnout in the city. If he's right, it will be higher than the last mayor's race in 2011. Jones expects more voters because for the first time, the mayor will be on the ballot along with the president and Congress. And speaking of ballots, there are 49 different ones in Baltimore City alone. That's because there are races for the city council and Congress, and those various districts are sliced and diced across the city. Now, when you vote, officials say it will help move things along if you've already familiarized yourself with the ballot. If you live in the city, you should be getting a sample ballot in the mail any day. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
This coming Tuesday, April 5th, is the deadline to register to vote for the primary. You can do it in person or online at the State Board of Elections website. Sample ballots are available on that website as well.